Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2355 and it was recorded on Thursday the 18th of December 2025. Welcome from me, Ruth Murray, slightly croaky today, sorry, and today I'm joined as usual by Paul Henderson. Today we have our usual mix of items, news from the city, some letters to the evening news and two features which will be read by Francis Pierce. There's also a bumper edition of Just Talk at the end of today's recording. Here's Alison Applin to tell you a bit more about it.
Hello, I'm Alison Applin and I'm here to tell you that coming up immediately after this week's Chatterbox is the December edition of Just Talk. This is our final Just Talk of 2025 and it's a very festive one. Chris Skinner will be here musing on the winter solstice at High Ash Farm. We have a delightful Christmas cat story. We have a seriously amusing offering from David Potten at the CAB and an equally amusing last word from Neil Haverson. Add some Christmas poems and some Christmas music into the mix and you have all you need for a very jolly edition. So please sit tight and stay tuned for Just Talk at the end of this edition of Chatterbox.
Thank you, Alison. We send a warm welcome to two new listeners this week. Hello and welcome Mrs. Pamela Cottrell from Hainford and Mrs. Irene Witham from Lingwood. We hope you enjoy the programme.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're all in the Christmas spirit and that our editor Ian has prepared some festive news stories for us all. We begin our first set of news items with two about the superflu bug sweeping the country. Not very festive. Bosses at the NNN are concerned about the rise in superflu cases and are taking measures to prepare for an influx of people suffering from severe symptoms. They're also calling for those with the illness to only go to A&E if they are in a life-threatening condition. It comes as a particularly severe strain of influenza, dubbed superflu, is rapidly spreading across the country and region, with 13 people in the NNN last week due to the illness. So what is superflu? It is not an official name for a virus, but the so-called superflu refers to the illness that seems to be hitting harder and lasting longer than expected. This year's flu season also started a month earlier, while a drifted influenza, AH3N2 strain, also known as subclade K, is currently dominating cases in England, according to the UK Health Security Agency. To help ease the pressure on the NNN, health experts are urging people to get vaccinated, but pharmacies warn they are already low on jab supplies. The East of England Ambulance Service has also moved to the highest escalation level in response to a surge in demand. In the week ending November the 30th, the East of England Ambulance Service took almost 24,000 emergency calls from the public, an increase of nearly 3,000 calls on the previous week.
So what are the symptoms of the flu? Flu can come on very quickly with symptoms such as sudden fever, tiredness, aches and pains, a dry cough, sore throat, headache, trouble sleeping, loss of appetite, feeling sick and diarrhea. What can you do to try and avoid flu? As flu spreads easily and can live on surfaces for 24 hours, frequent hand washing and coughing or sneezing into tissues, which are immediately thrown in the bin, can help. Flu jabs are available to anyone aged 65 and over, or those under 65 deemed at clinical risk. Care home residents, carers, pregnant women, close contacts of people who are immunosuppressed, frontline health workers and children can also get the vaccine. What should I do if I have the flu? The NHS suggests rest, keeping warm, drinking plenty of fluids, and taking paracetamol or ibuprofen to help with the fever, aches and pains. Pharmacists can also advise on remedies. People should call NHS 111 or seek an urgent GP appointment if they are over 65, pregnant, worried about their child's symptoms, have long-term medical conditions, have a weakened immune system, or if symptoms do not improve after 7 days.
I'm pleased to say I got my jab yesterday. Right, time to move on. A new wine shop has opened in the Norwich Lanes as a market stall expands to a second city site. Substrata Wines has launched in Dove Street, in the former Loaf Micro Bakery. The business is run by brothers Tom and Ben Loudon, the wine enthusiasts behind the market stall of the same name. Ben said, "Because we have been on the market for 6 years, we've already built a loyal customer base, but this is a totally different shopping experience." The pair are gradually growing the range of bottles on offer, with more than 120 currently in the shop, and more on the way. Ben added, "Here people have the freedom to come in and rummage through the bottles to find what they're looking for, which they can't do at the stall. We specialise in small, independent producers that make organic wines. We ship directly and want to bring more unusual Australian and New Zealand wines over."
Rogue traders are reportedly targeting residential areas in the city. Cold callers have been knocking on doors in Norwich, claiming they can see issues with properties' roofs. This follows an incident in the Stoke Holy Cross area where two males cold-called a property, claiming they could see a hole in the roof. The two males stated they could fix it for 40 quid, but the homeowners said no and reported the incident to the council. Norfolk County Council has put out a warning on social media to make communities aware of rogue traders. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said, "Our advice is to never deal with cold callers looking to undertake work on or around your property. When looking to have work done on or around your property, only deal with reputable companies you have researched and have obtained a written quotation from before commencing the work. People are urged to report cold callers operating in the Norfolk area to the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline."
A Norfolk MP, who has no military bases in his constituency, has said he supports the use of such sites for housing asylum seekers. Ben Goldsborough, who represents South Norfolk for the Labour Party, endorsed the controversial policy as it would reduce the cost of using hotels for migrants. The issue has generated strong debate in Norfolk because the Ministry of Defence has put forward two army camps in the county for possible use. Both are in the Stanford training area, Stanta, which spans the constituency of Terry Jeremy and George Freeman. Last month, Mr. Jeremy, also a Labour MP, said he supported use of the bases in principle, but insisted West Tofts was not suitable. Mr. Freeman has also raised concerns about the scheme. Mr. Goldsborough said, "The most efficient thing we can do is use things we already own as a government. This way we can ensure not only are we dealing with a backlog of asylum cases quickly and efficiently, but also we've got better welfare standards for those that are in there."
The Prime Minister dodged questions about a Norwich MP who has called for his replacement during a visit to the city, saying it wouldn't be worth his time and energy to comment. Sir Keir Starmer was visiting a bus depot near Mousehold to talk about transport funding when he was challenged over remarks made by Clive Lewis. The Norwich South MP has been one of the PM's most outspoken backbench critics and even offered to give up his seat, his parliamentary seat, to allow Greater Manchester Mayor Andy Burnham to challenge his leadership. The MP later withdrew his offer. Starmer said, "Every minute that this government does not spend talking about the cost of living, which is the issue that matters to families more than anything else, is a wasted minute. That is why I'm really pleased to be here talking about the £3 bus fare cap, which is very popular. Also that we are taking £150 off energy bills for the poorest households and about free childcare from 9 months to 4 years, which is a game changer for them." Sir Keir's visit to Norwich coincided with the announcement that Norfolk would receive £46 million funding boost for bus services as part of a £3 billion package nationally. Sir Keir praised the introduction of an electric fleet of buses by First Bus in Norwich. He said, "In a rural place in particular, it makes such a difference to have a really good bus service. So putting extra money in, long-term funding, £3 cap so that people know where they stand with the fares, and we're investing in buses for the future."